Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Mixtape's dead, which I assumed was going to happen, because shit really fucking stinks. I'll always love Tyler for everything we were able to do together. Hopefully, something down the road can happen where we'll be able to do stuff together again. However, I know he's a goddamn star, and whoever's lucky enough to snatch him up is going to get one hell of a talent and a much, much better human being. So I just want to say thanks to him for, I don't know how long we did this shit, man. 4 years? Who knows? Many, many years.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
We had a lot of pals over the years. Stiz, Joe Harris. I don't want to start naming people. I'm just going to forget people because I'm an idiot. And this is ending, which kills me, fucking kills me. And it kills me because it very much feels like my fault. Probably not directly, but I brought Tyler into this world. And with that is a certain level of responsibility on me. So I can't help but point the blame at myself. Everyone else wants to blame other people. No, it's me. Other people didn't help, for sure not, but at the end of the day, I brought him in here because he was fucking very funny, still very funny. And I know the fun levels are through the floor, and it's like the mantle, I don't know, the magma. I don't remember how the core of the earth works. Wherever there's that big ball of fucking fire in the center of the earth, that's where the fun levels are. Just getting distributed more and more as time goes on. That's where we're at now. It wasn't always like that. It was a hell of a 4 years. I think he's 10 4 years, but I think so. And then we got picked up officially in February of 2017. We've been doing it since, I believe, October of 2016. So almost 4 whole years. But we did all right. We did how we wanted to. We completely ignored directions. Get segments, get a sponsor. Fucking segments. It was super depressing when I realized I didn't even know how to record a solo episode when I came to do this, I'm so used to using either Skype, StreamYard recently, Zoom for a while, to call him, record that. But there is no calling him anymore. Oh, I'm still going to call him. That's somehow. That'll never change. Support Tyler wherever he goes. I shouldn't have to say that. Seems pretty obvious to me. I also assume this is going to be a record low amount of listeners. As well, it should be, since, you know, it's ending and whatnot. We bagged on Game of Thrones for fucking up their ending so bad, and I'm sure they're all very big listeners of this show. I'm sure they're just laughing at us for how we're ending way worse ending on this end. But we couldn't do any of this without our pals at DoorDash. That's right. Between the never-ending laundry cycles and emails, you've been playing on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about. Let DoorDash take care of your next meal. DoorDash is the app to bring you food you're craving right now, right to your door. Ordering, super easy. Open the DoorDash app. Choose what you want to eat, and your food will be up safely outside your door with new contactless delivery drop-off setting. Pretty good. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery. Support them. And easier to do that is with DoorDash. Just open the app, select your favorite local restaurant, your food will be left at your door safely. Now, our listeners, as you can get $5 off your first order of $15 or more, and zero delivery fees for the month when you download the DoorDash app and your code MIXED. And I see it as that's $5 off your first order and zero delivery fee for a month. You download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code MIXED. Don't forget that's code MIXED for $5 off your first order and zero delivery fees for the first month with DoorDash. I'm mostly just going to miss talking to my friends and like the money is not with, there's something unique about just calling a friend and talking to him for an undisclosed amount of time multiple times a week, which was always what this show was intended to be, just a conversation between pals. We have like an outline. That's why I can't joke like wasn't or anything else. I would say that 2 hour mark, that'd be 3 hours of show left. Because it would be just like, what else? Did we miss anything that we know we should talk about? Is there anything you want to talk about? Is there anything I thought we could riff on? And that's not every show. You know what I mean? That's not every other show. And people seem to like that. You know what else people like? HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers so many delicious recipes to choose from each week to help you break out of your recipe rut. HelloFresh offers contactless delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. HelloFresh's pre-portioned ingredients mean there's less prep for you and less food to waste. Keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread to your weekly order. HelloFresh is committed to making fresh, delicious food available now more than ever and has taken extra steps to keep its employees and customers safe. Oh, boy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This show never felt like work. There were times when we'd be done recording at like 1 in the morning, and I would have to like download the recording, and that would take time because it's a big fucking file. And then I'd have to edit. I'm going to use extremely loosely. We have a lot of producers who really have to edit and cut this and add this. You should see fucking Jeff D. Lowe when he edits something. It's lunacy. I would have to add the intro, the outro songs, and maybe trim some dead air at the beginning when I was waiting for him to join. Then I have to export that. And that whole process would take like an hour and a half. And there would be some nights where I'd be like, ah, fuck. Like, I just want to go to sleep, or I want to go do something else or whatever. And now I'm just going to end up missing that.
The Barstool Golf Time app makes it easy for golfers to find the best tee times at the best prices. Stop searching all over Google for your next tee time. Start searching multiple courses in your area from one app. It's annoying to have to create accounts for each individual course to book online. Just make one account with us at Barstool Golf Time and book all of your tee times. Plus, the new reservation sharing option allows you to take control and book tee times for your entire group. Earn golf time rewards every time you book, or leave course reviews. And then you can redeem those rewards for free Barstool Golf merch in our store. Download the Barstool Golf Time app now. Start earning those rewards and booking those tee times. Barstool Golf Time app now.
Yeah. Again, thank you to Tyler. I mean, really, all I wanted to do with this show is meet Bill Russell, and we did that. So I'd call it a success, despite the fire plane crashing that we're in right now. But yeah, all I have to say about it, thank you. So I know some people want like a best of episode. If you think I'm going to go parse through all, I think we have 440 episodes. I think I saw that earlier. If you think I'm going to parse through all of that to find out where we talk about Liberace in the middle of a random February episode, or the Bugman, which I think had like our second episode, and people still ask me about Jimmy Buffett. All because I said Jimmy Butler's name wrong. I'm not. I appreciate it. I appreciate that people remember random bits like when we talked about Cameron and Jay-Z, or who knows, man. The hours we just got to kick back and talk, and people enjoyed it, were very fun. We got to go to the finals. We recorded a podcast from our seats at the finals. No one can say that shit. So I'm proud of everything we did. I did go back and get the Barry Bonds hypotheticals with YP, which I believe everyone says was our best bit. I'm sure other people disagree. I'm sure other people don't give a fuck at all and have no idea this is happening. So I'm going to play the end of Duels. And on the other side of that will be that hypotheticals. And yeah, that'll be that. So thank you to Tyler for everything. Thank you to everyone who listened. And maybe we'll see you guys again. Certainly not going to promise anything. Right now, it's like 1% chance of 1%. But fucking way stranger things have happened. So from my commentary to Sada Baby, everyone else who joined us, talked to us, I appreciate all of you. And yeah, go support Tyler. That's all I can really say. My slang bang when you need it. Man enough to pull a gun, be man enough to squeeze it. Damn if you don't believe it. Anything to do with millions, I'ma be with it. Hats off to the hardcore niggas, fuck the rest. For my guess, y'all useless, just talking music. Never mistake me for a fake MC, you got the wrong identity. Nigga, I'm CT. Get murdered in a second and first degree. Come at me with faggot tendencies, you be sleeping where the maggots be. Ain't nothing kinda used to beef, actually. But when it's on, I raise first automatically. Won't catch me as a victim in a rap casualty. Dynasty Raiders hit VA in the summertime. 10 Bentleys in one line. Gas in each hand, twin 4.5s in mine. Snipers hitting niggas long distance for a rape. Sons and daughters, one order, you be floating in water. Bad news, home of the Dynasty Raiders. One love to the old school niggas dead in jail that tried to raise us. Even the ones that tried to blaze us, but couldn't even graze us. So them bitch ass niggas y'all killing don't amaze us. I'm slobbing, I'm spitting with a mouth full of
my nigga Jules, representing bad news. Ayo, my homie, set that shit.
Everybody stay fly, get money, kill and fuck bitches. I'm hitting anything in plain view for my riches. VA spine is filling up ditches when niggas turn bitches. Dying for zero digits, I'm a giant, y'all midgets. I know killers that kill for a fee that'll kill your ass for free. Believe me, how you wanna die fast or slowly? Fast as a roadie, slow as a roly-poly. I bought your shit, it was weak, trashed it, now you owe me. All the hardcore niggas know me. I ain't knocking, I'm just gonna bust up in a motherfucker. Taking anything that's rightfully mine. Plus AK rifles and nines. Vizier crew thick designs with jewels that shine all the time. Ain't nothing sweet about this rate of mistake. I got niggas where you eat shit, sleep and beat your meat. Die reaching for heat, leave you leaking in the street. Niggas screaming he was a good boy ever since he was born. But fuck it, he gone, life must go on. Niggas don't live that long. Put holes in wigs when niggas think they hands strong. Got niggas hollering with jewels dead wrong on this song. This type of murder don't need no hook. Just 40 fucking bars from the mouth of a crook. Yo.
Were you trapped in a basement for 10 years or whatever?
No, I don't know.
Oh, Coley. Hold on.
What are the options? Or what's the premise?
I'll find it right now. It's like it was on Barstool. You're trapped in a basement. You can have like a TV. So like you have to do a certain amount of time, but at the end you get like $10 million or something.
Okay. Okay. I don't remember the options. I do remember seeing that though.
Basically, do I have to stay inside for 10 years and I get money? Like, I can do that.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of
where's
your
my
life.
Money now? I bit like that. I'm overdue.
Or it was like you could do less time. Oh, here it is. 10 years in a basement for $10 million. What are you bringing?
Just add whatever I want?
No, this is one of my favorite internet things of all time. It's consumed like...
Apple Music and a PlayStation. Next question.
Yeah. No, that's like one of the... So you get a certain number of points, right? And this is a great time that my... one of them's like a chick, a hot girl.
Mm.
Currently, as Coley can see, it's just blank pictures. It's not loading.
I was going to say, how hot is she?
I think it's any girl, like, you know, a template of, like, whoever the hottest girl, it's like a clone of that.
So my current girlfriend?
Love it. Me too.
Good answer.
I was just about to say that.
I also choose you guys' girlfriends, yes.
It's fucked up.
Hey, yeah. I'm playing the game. What do you want?
If you don't choose them, someone else gets to bring them in their basement.
See?
I don't know why this isn't loading. I'll text it to you, Cole, see if it loads.
I imagine it won't. Our website stinks if it's old.
No, it's just a picture. I'll go to the images. Maybe
I feel like Tyler's answers like the internet. I assume the internet's one of them. Like they just make it the internet.
Like, yeah, that's got to be like half your points, and that's a given.
The internet.
All right.
Is food a given, or do I have to pick food?
I think this is it. Yeah. So all right.
So I have to pick food that feels pointless.
No. But all right. So there's different levels of food. This is gonna kill me right now. I just texted it to you. See if it opens. 10 years in a basement. Here it is. Hold on.
Oxygen's like 75%.
Here it is. Here it is. I got it.
Like, why am I even playing?
I'll DM it. What? No. Can I ask Tyler's number and cut this part?
Text it to me.
I just did.
I'm definitely not gonna. Well, no, the part you just found.
Okay.
Because no, I'm definitely not gonna cut it.
Well, I didn't want to like be like, "What's your number?" All right. So it says you're being forced to spend the next 10 years in a basement. After those 10 years, you will receive $10 million. Your basement comes fully furnished with a good bed, a sink, a toilet, a shower, and a trash chute. You can't escape through the trash chute.
Thank heaven for the trash chute.
Yeah, man, it's a nice
touch. Right, needed that.
So you are also being given 30 points to spend on items, amenities that you can take with you to the basement. Bonus, if you half your 10 mil to 5 mil, you will receive 35 points to spend. So you get less money, but you get a way better experience. If you reduce your payout,
points.
If you reduce, no, but
in way this, better experience in a basement.
No, but they rigged it, so it's like everything's like 31. It's like
that.
A carnival game.
Okay,
if you reduce your payout to $0, you get 40 points.
I just wouldn't do the game. Like,
yeah, that kind of sounds like just kind of a fun vacation. And honestly, in this thing, if you don't have to have a job or anything, it's like this sounds like a fun ass time.
Internet 16 points, so that feels like it has to be.
But you cannot download or stream anything. And also, this is how you know how old it is. It says you can't e-trade, which is like...
Damn it. Just trade spot.
If I can't e-trade.
First of all, Chino is sleeping right next to Coley, so the puppy is 6 points. And I want to know if you're taking that or not.
No.
Damn.
Feels like a waste of points.
I want Barry Bonds. I don't know why he's here, but I want him in the basement.
Why is it?
For 10 years, you and Barry. Barry
Lamont. Me and Barry just shooting the shit.
But they also include a video camera, so you could just, like, tape Barry Bonds, like, every thought.
Yeah, then 10 years from now, you just release, like, thousands of hours of podcasts.
me and Double B just talking to talk.
You had 20 terabytes worth of Barry Bonds thoughts on, like, and I don't think you have access to the outside world, so it'll probably just be his thoughts from when he gets locked up.
Unlimited drugs, 5 points, feels like a bargain.
I was like, yeah, that's a give. Give me, yeah, internet bonds, drugs, and how many points do I have left?
You get your money up front, and you have access to the stock market. Feels like the dumbest. Like, drugs are 5 points. That's 7.
Yeah.
Like, I could just keep the drugs and then sell them after.
Yeah.
You get more money than the stock market.
I did not think.
Can I sell them during? Like, can someone come to me and then sell the drugs for me? I just oversee the,
the operation. The operation. A skylight for a sun. Yeah, no.
I don't know, dude. I'm going the skylight and the, if you get the drugs and the greenhouse, you might as well think you're not in the basement.
A doctor, I know.
Yeah,
nah, like, I might just take the gun. The gun and bonds, and I tell them to act right.
make them clean up around the place. Like, hey, man, Barry, you're getting a little sloppy.
I got 3 bullets here, buddy.
Yeah, someone said, so it's a stunningly attractive 18-year-old. She will have sex
with you. Yikes.
Yeah, this was
before. I know
before,
the 18-year-old had to be added.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'd rather have 2 Barry Bonds.
Oh, well, you get a. There's, next to Bonds is a workout room with weights, basketball courts, and batting cage. I could just watch Barry take BP for a decade. That'd be pretty sick.
Pretty good.
Or you have him as your hitting coach. You practice for a decade and you come out, go to the MLB.
I'd be fucking 38. No.
Bro, you spend 10 years with Barry Bonds?
I'd be 38.
You'd be mashing, dude. How many home runs?
Yeah, but I still would be Barry Bonds, right? Like, he'd be like, yeah, I just hit it 400 feet. Just do that.
And then you take the gun so that
I don't,
You're like, Barry, stop making fun of my swing, dude.
A library with books?
Yeah, no thank you.
Ass. A full model train set, pass. A cell phone that can only be activated one day of the week, pass. If I'm in a basement, I ain't got no bitches, so what do I need a cell phone for?
That would just suck. Then you're talking to everyone like, hey, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I'm in the basement still. Like, why are you
same shit
me?
I was doing last Saturday. Hygiene products and a jacuzzi. Oh, a jacuzzi wouldn't be. If I'm going to be there for 10 years, jacuzzi's not terrible.
It says 52-inch TV with all cable channels and premium packages. And since the internet doesn't stream anything and I can't E-Trade, might have to take that.
I need to find a way to E-Trade.
Although if I can't tweet shows I'm watching, what's even the point?
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's why movies and TVs, that was out for me. You have to add 1 point for Chick-fil-A.
What's your thoughts on the kitchen scenario where it's like full kitchen, iPad program? Would you want to be a chef?
Fuck no. I'd rather have the gourmet chef, yeah. Can I turn Bonds into a gourmet chef with the threat of the gun?
Yeah, I imagine so, yeah.
You just sit at a table while Barry like cooks and you just like point the gun at him?
Does Bonds know you only have 3 bullets?
That's a great point. I don't know. you pop a couple off in the middle of the night, all of a sudden the threat's not so big.
Barry Bonds definitely can take 3 bullets. That's a fact.
Definitely.
I was going to say, I feel like he could take 2. He just got to get you to spin one.
Yeah. Miss one time. I think I heard some trouble that side. All of a sudden, the dynamic changes a lot once you shoot those 2 bullets off.
I might just get really good at like. There's always that one old guy who like sets the world record for consecutive free throws hit. If I get the court for 10 years, I might just shoot free throws for 10 years.
Or you just have like bad fundamentals from like year one, and it just doesn't matter how many times you shoot. You're just always
you just make Bonds rebound for you.
And then you get the 18-year-old, too, so it's just like the three of you.
Both. Okay.
Like you
She's
play.
Like, whatever you want, Daddy. Yeah, crash like
set
play.
A screen. Set a screen up there on Bonds.
You're just practicing pick and rolls for 10 years with the 18-year-old.
Box out, bitch. Damn.
Crash the glass.
Just unlimited play 21.
What if Barry Bonds took your girl for 10 years?
No, you got the gun, though.
But if you shoot them both, yeah, I guess you could kill all three of you. That works.
Like you end up with just no points and no one to hang out with because Barry banged her in the middle of the night. You wake up, God damn it, man. We're all in this
basement.
He waits
till you spin 1 billet. He's like, well, you can kill 2 of the 3.
Can't kill double.
Either kill yourself and we live together. You kill me and you can't fight me, or you kill her and you got no pussy. What do you get? What are you gonna do?
Right. He would almost know that he's got you. I mean, that's a pure cuck scenario.
And if you pick the weight room with unlimited drugs, doesn't say what kind of drugs. There's steroids at play there. So we're getting huge Barry Bonds again.
We're getting shipments straight from Balco, straight to the basement. I mean, what about the booze?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to wake up with a hangover every day in a basement. That would be.
You
have
to drink it every day.
I feel like you have to go drugs or booze, and I'd go drugs over booze.
I don't know. Drugs, booze, Bonds, and basketball court. I still got points left. I feel like that's a solid 4.
But food, though.
I still think my favorite thing is after they put the 18-year-old on, it's like she will have sex with you. It's like they had to add in consent
like,
for this climate. Yeah.
She's like, yeah, you know, I'm just not into you. You're waiting 10 years to like get a new chase. Right, damn it.
You're not my type. I'm literally the only type left.
She will have sex. It doesn't say what type of sex, too. What if she's just real boring? Like, what if you want some freaky shit?
Yeah.
Nah, I guess that's
a gun.
the gun for it. What
or
about
bonds.
The
or bonds, yeah.
What about the music, Coley?
Yeah, music's a tough one.
I mean, that'd be tough to go without. You wouldn't hear Stiz for 10 straight years?
Do I need a surround sound system? Like, all of this shit's so outdated.
I know.
You don't want a boombox, man?
Get a Walkman with headphones. What about the pool table for 1 point?
That's the biggest waste of a point
I've
ever seen.
It's 1 point, though. It's just 1 point.
I need that point.
That's like the little...
The gun's 1 point. I'd rather have the gun.
Yeah, but here's the other thing that I don't think people are taking into the scenario. If you include one of the other two people, the chick or Barry, the gun, it doesn't say who can use it. Like, then you got to worry about it at all times. What if he shoots you?
I'm not taking either the pool table or the gun, but I'm just letting you know.
You're not taking the gun?
No.
What if you just get bored and you just want to shoot?
You're a fool, Mick.
You get 3 bullets.
Every 3.5 years, you get to pop around off. It'd be kind of fun.
2 more. 7 more years left.
God, that'd be the most anticlimactic thing. You just shoot it, and then you're like, fuck, that wasn't that cool.
I'm taking
1,000 days left.
I'm taking Bonds. Because I was right. It's ridiculous that he's on here.
With the thumbs up picture, too. That's
he's
the best
constantly
thing.
Giving me he's just, good job, Mick.
He just support. Hey, we're almost out of here, McMahon.
4 more years.
I'm taking Bonds, basketball court, batting cage, I guess weight room. So that's 12. We got 30 points?
Yeah, unless you're going to buy the $5 million for 5 more points.
I'm not going to. That's a waste of $5 million. I already got Barry Bonds for 10 years. I think I'd rather just... Sure. I don't want to cut my time in half.
We'll play out the string.
What
did you do for food? Did you go gourmet food or kitchen?
He's not adding in the food right now. I think it's going to be a rude awakening. When you get in the basement, you're like, fuck, I got to eat berry within the first week.
I'm probably going to just take the unlimited McDonald's because I got the weight room, so I can just burn it off.
It's true. Mm-hmm. And the basketball court.
Right. So, like, three times a day, I'm getting McDonald's. Like, I don't really need Chick-fil-A. Like, if Chick-fil-A is the only thing that costs more, that's like Taco Bell. There's plenty of options here.
Right. Do the Chick-fil-A or a gun.
I mean, Chick-fil-A, I mean, that's...
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is great.
This almost seems like an underground, like, viral marketing thing for Chick-fil-A. That the whole thing, it's like, but you can get Chick-fil-A for a dollar. Like, that's like a lot of hype
that's
for
the
that.
Real bargain.
I think I'm going bonds, basketball court, booze, drugs, tobacco products, and TV.
What about the video games? Unlimited and it updates over time.
I don't care about that. Really? Yeah. Barry Bonds.
What about you just play 2K online all day?
I can't imagine. It'd make
me mad, then I'd use the gun and kill myself.
Right.
Damn, that was dark. I mean, the 18-year-old, I know none of us want to be misogynistic here, but I mean, that's be pretty fun.
Or you could have sex with Barry Bonds.
That's true. You just turn in your...
Yeah, we don't judge.
You're just like, you know what? It's 10 years. It's a time in my life.
The day before you leave, you have sex with Barry Bonds for the first time.
I've been meaning to ask something, Barry.
This tension's been building for 10 years.
It's going to be like a 62-year-old Barry Bonds. Like,
yeah, he's 60. He's like getting up there. The steroids have worn off. It's like, hey, it doesn't look so bad anymore.
Booze, drugs is a pretty fair 10 points. If each of those were 10 points, I still might take them.
Let's see. Yeah, 30. Yeah, 30 is kind of a lot of points.
Yeah, booze, drugs, McDonald's.
We got a pen. I can't add this shit up.
14 points. There's no pen. That's 14 points.
Are you adding this up in your head?
Yeah, 5, 5, and 4 I added up in my head.
Damn. We got a wizard over
here. Mathematician Mick over here.
What about satellite radio? To hear the smooth sounds of Coley Mick coming on.
I wouldn't be on the radio. I'd be in the basement.
Oh, fuck.
You could hear pow, 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 power 85.
Bonds and TV are 14.
I'm done right there. Keep the change.
Yeah, so if I added the court, I might have to get rid of booze to add the court. Because drugs, I'd be fine with drugs.
I mean, would say, yeah, I would pick one of drugs or booze. Not I'd pick drugs.
All right, so TV plus McDonald's is 11, plus Bonds is 18. So I'm up to 28. So I have 2 points for...
Two guns. Satellite radio.
I will say this, too. The 18-year-old...
Chick-fil-A.
Nobody's saying it if she's going to be like... Like, 18-year-olds are very attractive, but they also can be
dumb
immature. Yeah, and kind of, like, annoying to be around sometimes. What if she just starts bitching in like day 3 of 10 years and you're like, oh man.
Day 3? Are you kidding? Like, you have any like younger cousins that are in like high school? You ever had like a conversation
minutes.
With them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh my God, I need the gun.
Yeah, dude. I think the 18-year-old is one of the biggest traps of all time. In the sense that like you're in a basement, dude. Like you guys aren't building a life together. Nothing's happening. That's just going to be trouble.
I'm going to take the model train set with the remaining 2 points.
Wow.
Coley Flanders.
Coley like... Lovejoy.
Lovejoy. That was on me.
Well, how about this workshop and tools? Like, I'm in a basement, dude.
Have Barry Bonds build you like an arc.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody's taking the microwave? I haven't heard a lot of microwave love.
I get fresh, fast food, like, whenever I want. What do I need the microwave for?
For only 2 more points, you get every fast food. Microwave's trash.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Microwave meals. I actually had one last night from the bodega. They're always underwhelming.
Always.
There's like, you look at it, you're like, man, this is actually going to be pretty good. And then you eat it, it's like.
They're great when you're a kid. Like the Kid Cuisine and the Hungry Man.
Kid Cuisine. I forgot about that.
The brownie.
2 nuggets and a brick. There was a brownie.
Yeah, the brownie. Like it's either the mashed potatoes are ice cold and the brownie's like magma hot.
Yeah.
One of these things takes 10 minutes to cook. The other takes 40.
And that's like, I'm eating that once a month. You're eating that 3 meals a day. That's going to start to get real frustrating.
No microwave. Only because I'm getting the fast food.
Don't say it. Fast food.
Bonds.
Is nobody
like
giving...
How Bonds is 7 points.
Bonds
is no
is
one giving love to the chef, though, right now?
No, dude.
The gourmet food?
Not for that many points. I thought about it, but for 9 points?
Bro, I feel like some rich people, you work all your life, and then all they do is just eat good food. Like, they go around the world eating the best food. That's like some people's whole life. Like, you ever seen Master None season 2? They just eat food all the time. That's like the whole thing.
You ever seen Super Size Me? People just eat fast food every day. I feel like it goes two sides of every coin, Wampy.
I'm just saying, man, the chef, it might not be the worst thing.
Now, do I get, like, rolling papers with the drugs? Because that's not technically a tobacco product.
No, I think it's all, you know, extracurricular.
But tobacco products is a thing. Like, I don't need blunts. I just need papers.
I think that's included in the drugs. Okay. Anything you need to smoke.
It is hemp. So.
You think bonds can make you a bond? You think MacGyver bonds could achieve?
Can you smoke with Barry? Like, can he?
He's definitely smoking with Barry Bonds.
Like, but it just says he's there. Like, can he partake? Can he? You know what I mean? Is he eating every meal with you? Imagine
he ignores
like,
you for 10 years.
like you just get to look at him.
Yeah, you get
Barry,
out.
Barry McChicken.
Yeah, yeah. You get out like there are reporters waiting for you. They're like, so how was it with Bonds? Like, I don't know anything more about the guy than the day we came in.
I'm like, sure.
We've not heard even sure that was Barry Bonds.
Guy just hit line drives 14 hours a day. And then,
in the batting cage.
And then went and watched TV, took the remote out of my hands and put on Baseball
Man,
Tonight.
Man, you rake, though. Man, that guy can rake.
That is the thing, though. You have to have control over Barry. Like, if he just starts using all the things, like, you get the video games, like, Barry, can I play Xbox? He's like, no, dude, I'm playing this week. Like, you can't play. Like, that would suck. You'd have to
he
shoot
just throws
him
all the fast food in the garbage as soon as it gets there. It's bad for your body, man.
Yeah, he's like...
I would just get yoked and beat the fuck out of Barry Bonds.
But he's using the workout equipment.
He's not getting yoked, too?
Yeah.
But he's way older. He's way older.
Or he's
on
like,
the juice. Man, what do you think of
that? So am I. We're both in there. We both got the access to it.
Dude, but every day you go to play and like...
He doesn't need access to it. He's there now.
Right,
like,
I'm
what?
Taking the gun then. No, he's real small now. I don't know if you've seen him. He's real small.
He's lean. It's a lean strong. Wiry.
Yo, the more that we're talking about this, the more you need the gun.
Now
there
I
want to
fight Barry Bonds in real life. Just to shut Tyler up.
But the thing I'm saying too is say you just get the basketball court by yourself, right? You don't take Barry. You're like, man, I'm starting to get good. Like, I'm starting to get better. You hit the batting cage. You're like, you know what? I'm seeing the ball. Say he's in there and he's just way better than you at everything. It's like 10 years of just being like, damn, like, Barry's everything I do, I'm just still not as good as him.
I'm better at basketball right now than Barry Bonds.
I mean,
it's a fact.
What if you wake up, no. it's like 10:30 and you wake up, he's already been training for three hours and you're like, fuck, dude, stop making me feel bad. Like, I'm in a basement. Let me sleep in.
Barry, what time did you wake up? I didn't go to bed.
Right.
It's a big fucking basement.
All of a sudden you go, like, think about this. If you're by yourself in this basement, you're just eating food, playing video games. It's a joy. All of a sudden you add in another person, you're getting shamed for, like, your actions. He's like, oh, you took the fast food? I took the chef.
Gonna make me a bet. Well, he doesn't get 30 points, too. If that's the case, we're living in a fucking lavish pad.
It's like each person gets their
own. A
lot
of points.
Like, he gets the 18-year-old, but you don't. You're just sitting there like, damn, Barry, your girl looks good today.
I'm beating off to him like Charlie Murphy.
You just pile driving her from across the room. You gotta sit there.
Yeah, if I have to watch Barry Bonds, fuck, I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, fuck the 18-year-old.
What about the top of the line desktop computer?
Ooh, a compact.
Compact Rosario.
It's an HP.
No, I'd no.
You don't want to see
yeah,
the
so
outside
far I've
world.
Got fast food, bonds, the workout, a gun, and drugs. I feel like I got mad points left.
I need a pen, and until I get a pen, I'm not adding anything up. I don't know how to.
I have no pens, dude. What year is it? We don't use pens. You have a calculator on your phone.
God damn. But now I'm going to have to switch back and forth every time? All right.
Yeah, what a tough world.
It's a hassle.
It is a tough world. All right.
And the jacuzzi. Okay, that might be my points right there.
Are you doing the
How
HD?
Much is the jacuzzi? Three? Yeah, I don't have enough points.
Three.
Are you doing the camera at all?
No,
Release a documentary of your time in the thing?
A porn of me and Barry Bonds and then sell it for $100 million in 10 years?
Dude, if you told me a movie was coming out in theaters, like I go see a movie if it's like the 10 billionth retread of two guys with guns trying to kill each other. If you told me a feature film comes out, Coley and Barry Bonds in a basement for 10 years with just like fast food, I would probably pay $50 to go see that in theaters.
I'd pass. Like, neither of us are trained cinematographers. Like, that's going to be shot so poorly.
Bro.
Thumb in
the
camera.
It doesn't matter. It's just you guys in a basement. Like, what does Coley talk about in year six living with Barry Bonds? I'm going to watch it. I think that's a huge – as long as you get to take the footage.
That'd be a reality TV show. It wouldn't be a good movie.
All right. Like, you send the footage to someone else. They edit it, put it out week by week.
The footage itself, though, would still be shit. Like, that's the part.
It's not hard to just take a camera. That's my whole job. Listen, I just fucking take the camera.
Yeah, but we're both supposed to be in the scene.
Yeah, you just set it up like the eye in the sky, and then it's just
camera
you and Barry.
17 point.
There's a cameraman in here?
No, that's the 18-year-old. She films for you. Or Barry films. Like, he's not in it at all. He just, like, he just follows you around filming.
He antagonizes me.
He's a cinematographer. I think, okay, yeah, I think that's my 30. 11,
I'm going.
Yeah, I got my 30.
Yeah, I'm very content with my 30.
Man, the camera. This is the real thing. The 9, the chef that makes the food versus the full kitchen with unlimited ingredients, but you got to make the food, that's like really hard.
The iPad alone would kill me that I could only look at fucking recipes. Like, no thanks.
No, yeah, these points are like backwards. Like, the unlimited fast food should be 9 points. Right. You cooking it yourself should be the cheapest.
Right, but I feel like I'd end up just making eggs every day because it's like that's the only thing I know how to make. Like, I don't want to do too much effort. Like, I'm not trying to make like creme brulee. Like, just give me eggs.
I feel like if you take the all movies and TV shows, you're an idiot because the cable with the premium packages, you have on demand, you have all those things right there anyways.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you just take that, it doesn't even say you have a TV.
Right, right. You would just have them all.
Damn, that would be bad. You get in the basement, they're like, all right, here we go. You get like, every movie clock over. Starting, you're like looking around, you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot the TV.
You just tell Barry Bonds to read the back of every DVD and reenact every single one with Barry Bonds.
Like that movie with Jack Black, the like Be Kind, Rewind, like just his version of the movie. He just like, well, I think, so Scarface, he's like doing the accent and shit. I mean, Barry Bonds, I think that's if you don't take him, you shouldn't be allowed in this business.
You're an idiot.
You need Barry. Idiot. You need Barry.
All right, what's your 30, YP?
All right, I'm just going to say shit, and then when it goes over 30,
I'll add
me.
For you.
I think I'm taking. The other thing, too, is the kitten puppy. They said there's a trash chute, but, like, do I have to pick up his shit?
Yeah, dude.
That's
he's not going to pick it up on his
own. Barry Bonds pick up the dog shit?
Yeah, I get the gun.
A puppy might not even last 10 years, so you have to deal with a dog
oh
dying.
Oh, my God.
Year 8?
And you got to throw him down the trash chute?
Right, yeah.
I was like, you have the trash chute.
Dude, that would suck,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, a real depressing last 2 years.
Wouldn't
and you're
great.
Sitting there looking at Barry like...
With Barry Bonds died.
You have to put him down the trash.
His head's like too big to fit down it. You got to chop him up with your kitchen and like, no, you make the gourmet chef. You're like, hey, I need the knife. He's like, what? Mike, Barry died, man. Like, don't say shit.
The rotting corpse of Barry Bonds. Like, I couldn't
talk about me taking it to a dark place. Yeah. Holy smoke.
I might not last 10 years. Well, Barry Bonds in there by himself.
But then Barry,
I didn't even sign up for this. Why can't I leave?
Then Barry, yeah, he has to stay. He's just like hitting the batting cage. He's just like, fuck, man, why'd you put me in here?
Right. I was living a great life.
That would be the greatest thing for the video camera, though, is to interview Barry. Like, so what were you doing when you got put in this basement?
I mean, once he's out, they can video him.
I guess, but it's not going to be as raw as when he's first in there. He'd be so mad.
Him walking out, like the sun hitting him. He hasn't even seen the sun because I didn't pick a skylight. He's like,
imagine the roid rage when like he realizes he's locked in this basement. He just starts bashing everything.
You're like, this was not part of the contract.
Yeah. I think I'm going, this is going to be weird. You guys make fun of me, but the garden with the greenhouse, I think would be very fun to just like sit in there.
Can I grow weed in there?
Yeah, it's part of the drugs.
Then I might. Well, I'm saying
seeds.
Though.
I was gonna say you don't need both. Then
I'd get rid of the drugs. I'd just
No. You don't get like free weed. If you get the weed, it's part of the drugs.
Well, I'm saying that's what the greenhouse is for. You get seeds.
Yeah, but then you can, as an extracurricular thing, like, oh, this would be fun to get into a little gardening. You can plant them.
And no, I'm out on the greenhouse.
All right. Well, I'm taking the greenhouse.
Wants his petunias to come in.
Hey, man. I don't know. I've always wanted to get into botany, but right, I just so never had the patience.
2 points.
Workout room with the basketball court.
7 points.
Fix my broken-ass jumper in 10 years, maybe. Probably not. Coley gave a very discouraging look.
Pretty broke.
All right, so I'm at
seven points. You're going to say 9.
I was going to say 9. All right, I'm taking... I think I'm going gourmet chef, dude.
All right.
I mean,
16 points.
Many people will look down on that choice, but it's like... I don't know.
I, for one, yes.
60 of 14 left.
Oh, man. The stock market one is tempting because then you feel like you'd be like, you know. Working.
What if you just stink? You get your money up front and then you come up like poor. Like,
you just blow it
you're
off.
You're in like year 3 of like 100 bucks left and you're just like, this is such a waste
of
time.
I'm telling you, baby. Blockbuster is going to live forever.
Yeah, you have no contact to the outside world. How are you supposed to read the stock market with no contact to the outside world? You have no idea what the trends of the day are.
Yeah, you're like. Man, I really think like, yeah, like Blockbuster, you're like, wait, why is this going down?
You're like, what's this Bitcoin everyone's buying? You have no clue.
The hell is a Netflix?
So you got 14 points. Are you taking Barry Lamar Bonds?
In real life? In the mixtape universe, yeah, I'm taking Barry, but I think it would also be like...
You're not taking Barry Bonds is what I'm hearing.
I don't know, man. It's like one of those things where...
hitting your bets. I don't like it.
No, listen. I know myself, and I can get over the things that it pissed me off by myself. I may hate the fuck out of Barry Bonds out of like 2 years in and be like, why did I spend all these points on your bitch ass?
He is a prick from what I've been told. But
like, how do I know how I'm going to get along with Barry Bonds? His stories are what? A year or two?
Yep,
he could tell you every story that he has in maybe 2 years. And then you're like, dude, I've heard about eight like left. The 2006 home run race 100 times. Like, shut up, dude. Like,
it was me, Sosa, McGuire, dude.
Like, we know, dude. Like, shut up. I was there. I watched it.
Sid Bream threw me out at the plate. I couldn't believe it.
I'm taking, I guess, video games.
All right, you have 10 points left.
I mean, the puppy is... You talk me out of it.
Yeah,
but, like, Chino is also sitting here. He looks cute as fuck right now, dude. He's sleeping. But, once again, now I'm picturing putting a rotten puppy course down a trash chute.
Yeah.
So I got 10 points right now.
You do.
I'm saying all TV with cable and premium packages.
Okay.
I just become an expert.
Three.
Maybe I'll become a TV critic.
Yeah, you could.
So we got three left?
Three left.
Oh, man. I might just take the ratchet and call it a day. But I don't have anyone to shoot. Points. That's the thing.
Jacuzzi's strong.
What about the doctor?
It was my last cut.
You were a doctor?
Oh, this is the funniest part. You see this like subtle racism?
Yeah, I was about to say it's very racist. Not subtle at all. It's like you can get a doctor from New Delhi, which is already like one of the best, or upgrade to the Mayo Clinic doctor for one extra point. Like, what do you mean
the
upgrade?
Same white man with the gun from the last scenario.
Yeah.
Upgrade my ass. That's a lateral move at best for more money.
The people in India had to be pissed when they're reading this. Like, oh, what a funny hypothetical. And they're like, come on, man. Like, was that necessary? I think they should change it to, like, a first-year med student versus, like, a real doctor.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I'm not choosing either.
Right, I'm not choosing either. But, yeah, I agree. That would be less racist.
And it's like, what's the doctor going to tell me? Like, hey, man, you need to be more active. It's like, I'm in a fucking basement, dude.
A little sunlight would kill you.
You probably wouldn't get, like... a common cold.
True.
Or I don't know. I guess if you're using all of the drugs at once, you might need someone to, like, revive you.
But you know it's from the chef that's frying the food and on the fast food. You can pinpoint it. It's not like what am I getting sick from?
True.
I mean, so I have three left. I kind of want the music, though. That kind of sucks. Or...
You can't.
I know. I'm saying, like, I'm trying to think if I should take something off the board. Or you just get a recording set up. Just come out with the hottest album, 10-year album.
Well, you'd have nothing to base that on. It could the music could change in a decade.
How many points is Metro Boomin? Like, if I get him in there, I think I'm coming out with
you
some
just teach
heat.
Barry Bond to make beats. You just give, how much is Fruity Loop? I want Barry Bonds. I want three more points for Fruity Loop.
Yeah, what
Barry
did Kanye Bond. Say? Three? What was it? Three summers?
Three summers? We got 10 summers.
Yeah, we got 10 summers.
We don't even have seasons, so they could all be summers.
Bond just comes out with some fire.
Yo, I think Barry could. I think in a vacuum, Barry Bonds would have a very good mind for beats. I think he'd be very good at that.
I have no idea what you're basing that off.
I'm just looking at him in this thumbs up.
The
picture.
Rhythm of his swing, obviously.
If you look at that thumbs up picture close enough, you could kind of like superimpose it onto like a Grammy stage. It is like great story. Like Barry and Ben come out of the basement. We just make heat.
All right, so you get
three points.
You got the cell phone that can only be activated one day of the week. If you could, like, it says activated, so I assume that means service on the phone.
Yeah.
So if you, on that one day, you just downloaded a bunch of porn and stuff onto the phone, you could just have that for the rest of the week. And think about how in demand your tweets would be for that one day.
Yeah.
Like, if you just came on and just rattled off tweets for 24 hours, and, like, you, those retweets and that engagement would
it's
be.
Almost Friday. Page views is almost here.
It's like the smocking tweet. Like, everyone
would
be waiting
for it. That's what I mean. And, like, you could blog from there. Like, Dave would pay unlimited money for that kind of content.
Damn. But then again, my girlfriend would be pissed as fuck. Like, if you don't call her first thing, it's like, I know your phone's activated this day.
If she can't see you for a decade, is leaving you.
You don't think? Wow, man. That's real shallow.
Mine, too.
I got to do a quick 10-year bid. You're leaving me that quick?
So there's $10 million on the other side.
Don't
baby.
You see this gourmet chef
this?
I got
you
here?
Deleted my number already?
Yeah. That is the thing, too. I only know, like, two people's numbers, like my house phone
up. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm
like,
tweeting.
Do I get this phone? Oh, okay. Tweeting.
Tweeting
so then I can tweet
and downloading
out.
Porn.
All right. Yeah, I mean, if it's internet access like a phone,
Yeah, it says it's turned on. You get it once a week. But I'm saying, like, the rest of the week, it's still a phone. Like, just because it can't connect to things as long as shit's downloaded.
No, but,
on
the,
it.
Dude, the internet's like 16 snake. Points.
Yeah, but that's a separate thing. The phone, like, that's an iPhone. That has internet on it.
I feel like it's.
Like, they can't tell me how an iPhone works.
That's true.
But well, I don't know. But probably also, wasn't an iPhone then. It was probably like a BlackBerry.
That's, that's the internet, like, at all times, though. This is a phone once a week. If it were a phone at all times,
okay.
Then for sure.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. All right, I'm taking the phone then.
Yeah. I mean, you could use it as a camera.
Yeah.
You get all bases covered
true,
here.
True, dude. Very true.
Yeah.
Only my phone fills up in, like, 2 months of, like, memory. So that would be really frustrating after, like, year
you just
six.
Email it to someone.
Very true.
That
and
one
then
day.
I'd be blogging. That's a great idea. I just Eagles blogs,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. I think that's my picks, man.
All right.
Well, no then, gun either, which is like.
None of us took the gun. Weathers, did you take the gun?
I sure did.
You only need the gun if you have another person, like the doctor, Barry, or the
that's exactly why I minded the gun. Like you said, if I don't like Bond's story, he's getting a little fly at the mouth.
And then you're like, it's like year two. You're like, Barry, I don't want to, you know, freak you out, but you got about. One more bad story or I'm going to shoot you, that dude would come up with some crazy shit.
You can't start threatening Barry Bonds.
Oh, you very much
oh, yeah,
can.
No, it's a one-shot deal. Yes, you've got...
Oh, you're saying once the cat's out of the bag, he's going to kill you?
Like, he can't know about the gun because you can't sleep that night.
Yeah, that is true. Like, can you hide it until it's, like, time to do it?
Yeah.
You have to.
Have to.
Then I kill him, like, 2 years. I'm lonely as hell. I shouldn't have killed Barry Bonds.
Yeah, you should have the option to, like, bring him back. Like, that's 10 more points to be able to kill him at some point.
It's $5 million to bring Bonds back.
Yeah. It's like year eight. You're like, can I hold out to the end? It's like, no, I miss Barry, man. Bring his ass back.
Yeah, you need a human in there with you. And Bonds is 11 points less than the 18-year-old and way more interesting to me.
Right.
I can make myself come. No problem.
Only thing, though, is that it doesn't say Barry Bonds will have sex with you or not. The 18-year-old, it does.
I don't, like, I'd like to have sex with Barry Bonds. It's not a necessity.
But I think it has to say it. Like, the 18-year-old's very clear. She will have sex with you.
Right, Barry Bonds, it's see how you guys set it off.
That's what the gun's for.
I was like, yeah, he's a grown man. You have to, you know, take him to dinner.
That's why I got the gourmet chef, dude.
McDonald's.
I'm like, Barry, I actually flew this in from Italy, man. Have a seat. Let's chat. A little champagne gets flowing.
No, you don't have, no, that's alcohol. You can't just have it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You didn't take drugs or alcohol.
You're going to be sober as fuck. That's why I need the pen and paper, man.
It's too late. You made your choice.
Once you do the garden with the greenhouse or the workout room, I mean.
You could use your phone, I think, to be like, look, I'm getting $10 million on the other side of this. Just come. I have a trash chute. Throw some drugs up there. I'll pay you when I get out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, look at El Chapo. He had a great time in jail. He got everything he needed.
A swell time.
Right. If I got 10 mil, I'll pay. I'll be like, look, I'll give you $1 million. All you got to do is, like, come get me what I need. I think that'd be a done deal.
Yeah.
Can I send Barry Bonds out to go get things? It doesn't say he has to stay here.
That is a very good point.
It's true.
Like Barry, go get some friends.
He might never come back, though.
Dude, that's...
That's 7 points just down the drain.
Yeah, you can't risk that. Bonds was in there for the long haul. He's not in there at all.
Coley thinks of things.
Yeah,
I'm going
to the store.
I'm so naive. I didn't think about that until you said that. He'd be like, yeah, Barry, come back a few hours.
Barry,
like,
go get some Brillos. Okay, yeah, I'll be back. I'll be right back.
it's like day four and Barry's gone for 10 years.
And it sounds like there's no clock in this basement. That 10 years is going to go by like that.
Yeah, like when people are in jail for like 40 years, it's like... By year 20, they're probably just like 20 to 30s like that.
Yeah. I'd have no problem doing this 10-year bid with my friend Barry.
And especially, like, dude, when I ever get hooked on, like, a Netflix show, my weekend goes by in, like, an hour.
Right.
Bro, you get
every
any
show
TV
ever,
show
yeah.
ever.
I would have every... I think Barry Bonds, this is why I can't have the gun. I'd be coming up with all sorts of nicknames for him.
Yeah.
Like Barreled. I'd call him Barreled a lot.
Yeah.
The Bonds Man. Double B.
That's not my fucking name, man.
It's like, oh, you've been lifting a lot more aggressively recently.
You like cock the gun. Oh, that's not your name, Barry? Because I think it is your name.
I'm not taking the gun, specifically because of how much I'm pissing off Barry Bonds.
Yeah, I think the gun, it's too, there's just not a lot of upside other than shooting Barry
Bonds. It's 1 point. I'm taking the gun.
All right, I just so happened that I didn't have any points left. If I had an extra point, I'd take the gun. As long as it's concealed.
You can buy 5 more points and get 5 guns.
That is, dude. Now I'm starting to think.
You get the music, the surround system, and the gun for 5 points.
How much of a difference is $5 million to $10 million as far as, like, lifestyle?
It depends where, like, 10 years from now. I mean, $5 million we might all have.
Yeah. I mean, in 1980, 10 mil was like 100 mil.
Correct. Well, not correct.
Might be like 10 close. Bucks.
Yeah. So
right.
That's why I'm not risking the money or using the stock market.
But I'm saying, though, yeah. Like, is it worth it to just get five? What is it?
What if, like, because you don't have any outsiders influencing, like, what if you start watching trash TV shows and you think they're, like, really good? Like, oh, man, this show must be the talk of the town.
Only to, like, get out and be really let down.
Yeah, like, this young Sheldon really, really killing yeah. the game right now.
And then you find out you have trash taste. Like, you're like, yeah. Damn, dude, no one was telling me what to do, and I only like the bad shows. Like, I suck.
No, but if you had the phone once a week, you could be like, yo, are we watching this show? Is it good?
That's
people
true.
Like it?
That's true. Tweeting damn, once a week, you'd be able to figure out a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And you could just store them up. You could type them in drafts and then, like, just unload.
Or
like,
just remember.
No, but I'm saying, like, during the week, you just load up your Twitter day and just have it. It'd be like the Peter King, like, Monday morning quarterback. Like, you just yeah. have a big column every
just
week.
Just drop them.
Yeah.
Yeah, your drafts just, yeah. Well, this has been Hypotheticals with Young Page Views.
And the worst great thing radio. About these is, like, I'll be doing this, like, it, none of it will ever happen, and I'll be doing this for the next week. Like, I'll be sitting up at night, like, adding up.
Like, there's a deadline.
Yeah. It's like, okay, if I do 6 points on this, like, I don't know, man.
You were talking in your sleep. You were talking something about gorillas and a gourmet chef.
Ooh, what if you're in the basement and that's where that battle goes down?
Well, I've got the gun now, so.
Yeah, but.
That white
and
man
bond,
with the gun. Yeah,
first,
and
yeah.
I got bonds.
The worst thing about this is, like, you know when you watch a movie and then you come out to your real life and you're, like, sad that you got to live in, like, this life instead of the movie?
I don't need a movie for that, but yeah.
Like,
say,
bro,
yeah.
I'm looking at this basement. I'm like, this shit sounds fun as fuck.
Sounds like
disappointed.
Sounds like a fun basement, for sure. I would very much enjoy this basement.
The biggest thing about this basement is no outside expectations of, like...
You don't have to wear pants at all.
Dude, no one's, like,
never.
Pressuring you in society, like, oh, you got to be this or be that. It's like, I'm just going to be me, man. I'm in this basement.
Damn, with that case, I might not need the gym, right? Who cares if I'm 500 pounds, right?
I would need the hoop. I would need the hoop.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
would pass so much. Like, I would just have the Simpsons on the TV and then just shooting some hoop.
Yeah.
Or the sound system in the – I mean, that would be really fun. That's just like being an NBA player.
See, I think I like the Simpsons more than I like music.
True, but you can't watch The Simpsons as well while playing basketball as you can listening to music while playing basketball.
Watch me.
All right. I mean, jump shot's not getting any better while you're watching Homer.